Hello, everyone. Welcome to the July 2nd, 2017 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for July 2nd to July 9th and beyond? Today, July 2nd, Mercury changes signs, leaving Gemini and entering Cancer. This is both good and bad for Mercury. The good is that Mercury, the planet of rational thinking, now separates from its enemy Mars, the planet of conflict. So, the energy for quarreling should abate a bit. But, since Cancer is a water sign, based in the emotions, rational Mercury doesn't do so well here. That is, reasonable thinking takes a back seat to Cancer's emotional reactivity. So, Mercury is still a bit in the tank, despite getting away from Mars. On the plus side, Mercury in Cancer promotes intuitive thinking, which can help creativity. But then, making matters worse, on July 11th, Mars follows Mercury into Cancer, and again we have a thorny situation where the planet of combat influences the planet of reasonable communication, meaning a return to argument and media spin. Also, Cancer is Mars's sign of debilitation. The planet of aggression and combat displays some of its worst qualities in the sign of sensitive feelings and reactivity. Mars is a natural malefic, in other words, a planet capable of doing harm. In Vedic astrology, the general rule is that a debilitated malefic can be especially troublesome. Therefore, keep an eye on the sector of your chart where the sign Cancer lies. Cancer gets overwhelmed by emotions, so this part of your life can cause you some difficulty in coming weeks, especially communications in relationships. By way of example, here's Donald Trump's birth chart. Since he is Leo rising, Cancer is his 12th house sign. That means Mars, planet of conflict, will transit into his house of unknown people, foreigners, and hidden things. The 12th house is also the house of the subconscious. The traditional interpretation is an attack from a hidden enemy, but that enemy can also be a product of your own subconscious. Mars joins up with Mercury, already transiting here. As the planet of communications, Mercury is the planet of the media. So, more attacks on Mr. Trump from the media, whether real or imaginary. On Saturday, July 8th, there's a full moon at 23 degrees Sagittarius. This marks the culmination of the energies of the lunar month of Ashada, named for the nakshatra, the lunar sign that the full moon falls in, Purva Ashada. The name Purva Ashada can be translated as early victory or the unsubdued. Turns out, this year, the Ashada full moon is involved in a planetary pattern that will emphasize its reputed qualities. The full moon is in near exact conjunction with Pluto, the planet of destruction and regeneration. Furthermore, both the moon and Pluto are receiving the direct aspect of Mars, planet of fast action and combat, which adds even more energy to the moon-Pluto pattern. So, there's a strong potential for lots of action and strong emotions on July 8th, likely there will be something that comes to a peak on this full moon. And now, once again, my little pitch for donations. If you appreciate what this YouTube channel does for you, please help keep it going by visiting the donation page and making a contribution. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here. Thanks, and until next week.